الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, there is no measuring tape, there is no yardstick, there is no scientific, mathematical formula or basis that any one of us can utilize to quantify, to count, to enumerate, to acknowledge, to even the extent of even one iota, the manifest bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Few verses of the Quran I recited, and like that many, many places throughout the Quran, Allah opens up in front of us the extent of His bounties and His favors. Quran, we find this term, sakhkhar. The verses that I recited, sakhkhara lakumu al-layla wal-nahar, sakhkhara lakumu al-shamsa wal-qamara da'ibain. Elsewhere, alam taraw anna Allaha sakhkhara lakum ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. What is this sakhkhar? Allah says, we humiliated, we put into your service, we subjugated. What did Allah subjugate before you? Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. Are you a larger creation, or is the heavens a larger creation? You look up. You see that sky, that blueness that you are seeing is not the sky. That is just the reflection of the sun on the ocean. The vastness of Allah's sky, of this universe, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah says, we created this universe, we created the sky, we created the heavens. And then Quran uses an ajeeb term, bi'aid. Allah says, with my hands, these expressions, hands, eyes, etc. in relation to Allah are not literal. Allah is laysa kamithlihi shay. There is no parable or example or comparison or measuring tape that you are going to use to even try and imagine Allah's qudrat, Allah's greatness, Allah's zat, Allah's being. Allah's zat is beyond our imagination. We cannot imagine Allah. We cannot truly perceive the vastness of Allah's greatness. So these expressions, this is just for our understanding. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. With my hands the heavens were created. How vast is it? Layman's terms, we don't want to confuse you. MashaAllah, it's late at night also. Many may be tired. Amongst the creations of Allah that travel very fast, one creation is light. Light, they estimate, travels at 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second is the speed of light. Stupendous speed. 300,000 kilometers per second. Something traveling at that kind of speed in a year will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. That is what they call one light year. How vast is this universe? Not actual universe. 3 to 5% of the universe. Because scientists tell us now that that is all they are able to examine or guess about. It's just 3 to 5% because there's light. The other 95% is what we call dark matter, dark energy. They have absolutely no idea what is there. Just in this 3 to 5%, if something is traveling at the speed of light, 9.461 trillion kilometers per year, start from one side, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. Allah says, we erected, we created this universe, we created the sky. How vast is it? 9.461 trillion kilometers per year, if something had to travel just to cover wasama, they estimate will take 94 billion light years. That is 3 to 5%. And wa inna lamusi'un. By the time that 94 billion light years passes, by the time they reach that point, the heavens would have become even bigger. So it will be an endless journey. لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah says we are continually expanding the universe. There is no measuring tape. There is no yardstick for us to perceive the greatness of Allah. Coming back to what I was mentioning earlier, Allah gives us an example in the Quran. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا. Are you a bigger creation or is the heavens a bigger creation? أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ. Are you a larger creation or are the mountains a larger creation? Are you a larger creation or are the sun and the moon a larger creation? Are you a larger creation or is the earth and the sky a larger creation? Yet, make sujood before Allah. Thank Allah for His ni'mat, because Allah says, the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and this is Quran. And before I go further, I've mentioned this many times, cleanse from your and my heart the dirt of scientific theories and theories of those who don't believe in the oneness of Allah and ideologies that go against the Quran. When it comes to the Quran, from the outset, you and I from inside have to place firmly in this heart that Sadaqallahu wa Rasulu, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have spoken the truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Darwin and so-called atheistic, agnostic scientists and their lies and their theories one side. My Allah has spoken the absolute truth. And what is Allah saying in this Quran? The heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, every creation, sakhkhar. Allah says, we have subjugated it, we have humiliated it, and we have placed it in your service, insan. Alam taraw anna Allaha sakhkhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Alam taraw, will you not see, will you not acknowledge, will you not realize, will you not accept that Allah is saying that we have placed into your service, taskhir, subjugated, humiliated, placed it at your decree, at your command, everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. Wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. And my ni'amats and my bounties are raining down upon you. Heavens, earth, sky, sun, moon, stars, that may be difficult for us to perceive, very large creations. Simple example, Allah says, wa inna lakum fil an'ami la ibra. Even in animals, Allah says there is ibrat, there is lesson for you. Nusqikum mimma fi butunihi min bayni farthi wadam labanan khalisan sa'igan lish-sharibin. Take a cow, take a sheep, take a goat. What is that animal eating? Grass. Green grass. Inside is red blood. Then is intestines. Then is feces. Then is filth. Terrible stench. Between all this, nusqikum mimma fi butunihi min bayni farth wadam. The impurities of the inside, blood on the one side, green grass on the one side, the terrible stench on the one side, Allah says, from all this, nusqikum, we extract for you, labanan khalisan sa'igan lish-sharibin, beautiful, white, nutritious milk, which has neither the trace of the color of the grass, or the intestines, or the blood, nor does it have the foul smell of any of these things. La ibra. Allah says, this is lesson for you. Bedar ho jao bhai. Be alive, be conscious. How many are the favors of Allah? Coming back to that animal. They talk of evolution. And they talk of psychological and mental development. Ask yourself this question. Just take that cow or that goat or that sheep. How many centuries have passed? Allah has locked the intelligence of that animal to a certain level. There is no evolutionary development of the brain of the cow or the sheep or the goat. That is a lie of Darwin and others. Centuries have passed. Its level of intelligence is locked. Ask yourself the question, if Allah had to raise the level of intelligence of that cow or that goat or the sheep, do you think that that animal will give you the milk for free? Day and night it is working for you. Nusqikum mimma fi butunihi min bayni farthi wadam labanan khalisan sa'igan lish-sharibin. Why doesn't its intelligence increase? How is it that it continues supplying you, never asking you for repayment? Sakhkhar, Allah says, we have subjugated it to you. We have placed it into your service. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'a. Allah says, everything in this earth is working for insan. Take yourself. Wa fi anfusikum. Afala tubsirun. Allah says, look within yourself. Look within yourself. 100, this insan is a collection of 100 trillion cells. Every second, 7 million blood cells are dying. Every day, 200 million skin cells are dying. How many cells within your body are dying? Yet, Yet, every second, Allah has placed within your body a system that is reproducing 100 million cells every second. How is this? Take these eyes. It is said the liquid in the eye around the retina is replaced 15 times every day. Take the tongue, 10,000 taste buds, 10,000 cells Allah has placed on this tongue. They talk about fingerprint being unique. This ridge, they say there's 100 ridges on your fingertip. To find two human beings, where two out of the 100 are the same, you have to examine four people. To find two human beings, where three out of the 100 ridges are the same, you have to examine 16 people. To find two human beings where all 100 are the same, you have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of the earth for the next 4 billion years. So we have accepted scientifically, this is one or two centuries old, this discovery, that the fingerprint is unique. Allah's qudrat, Allah's greatness, the pattern of your tongue is also unique. 8 billion insan on the surface of the earth, the pattern on the tongue of no two human beings is the same. 10,000 taste cells Allah has placed on that tongue. Every two weeks, those taste cells are being renewed. Where is the doctor? Where's the nutritionist? Where's the planner? Who is doing all this for us? Reproducing the cells that are dying. Changing the liquid in the eye 15 times every day. Causing these eyes to blink 15 times every minute. Causing the saliva in your mouth, in order to make this tongue work, your digestive system to work, 1 liter of saliva produced every day. Average human being produces 28,400 liters of saliva in his lifetime. This heart is beating, one pump, size of the fist, 100,000 times a day, pumping in an average lifetime 208 million liters of blood. What price tag are you and I ever going to place on the ni'mats and bounties of Allah? وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Allah says, we gave you everything that you asked for. We subjugated the entire creation to you. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to interpolate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect over the ni'mats and bounties of Allah, la tuhsuha, you will never do justice to this. Innal insana la zalumun kafar. The tragedy, the travesty. Innal insan la zalum. Allah says, you are very, very oppressive, kafar, and you are very, very ungrateful for the ni'mats and bounties of Allah. Who is Allah? Where is my Allah? What is the qudrat of my Allah? What is the greatness of my Allah? What is the majesty of my Allah? What is the direction by which I can drown myself in the recognition of Allah? My respected brothers, realize this or don't realize this. Accept it or don't accept it. Understand, my respected brothers, this is the object and purpose of the life of every one of us. We heard it now in the Isha Salah. I cannot lament sufficiently. I've mentioned this many, many times before. When it comes to ourselves, maybe we think the brain cells are already dead. We've passed the sell-by date. It's too late for us. Why deprive your children of the ulum of Quran? Why deprive them of this Peygham, this message of love, of muhabbat, that Allah has revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why deprive them of such a ni'mat? Inna fil jannati la nahran ismuhu Rayyan, alayhi madinatun min marjan, lahu sab'una alfabab, min dhahabin wa fidda, li hamilil Quran. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannat there is one stream, its name is Rayyan. Above it is the palace called Marjan. Marjan will have 70,000 doors made out of gold. Lihamilil Quran. Allah has prepared this for the one who has the connection and knowledge of the Quran. Like we said, maybe we think we passed the sell-by date. We are very, very worried. my son, my daughter, pharmacist, lawyer, astrophysicist, engineer, send them overseas, spend stupendous amounts of money, this degree, that degree. All that is in its place. But for Allah's sake, don't deprive your youth of the knowledge of Quran. Like I said, just now in the Isha Salah, what is our connection with the Quran? Imam Sahib read, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ Allah says, I have not created insan or jinnat for any other purpose إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ except that they make sujood before Allah. Mufassirin explain, لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ Recognize who is Allah. Make Allah the qibla. Make Allah the direction. Make Allah matloob. Make Allah maqsood. Drown yourself in the recognition of Allah. By the qasam of my Allah, your and my purpose in this world is nothing, nothing else besides this. Find Allah and you have found everything. Lose Allah and you have lost everything. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ Allah says, we don't need you to provide. You are not raziq. Allah is raziq. You are not the provider. Allah is the provider. You are not the breadwinner. You are the means. Bread comes from Allah. Sustenance comes from Allah. Inna Allaha huwa ar-razzaqu dhul quwwati al-mateen. Raziq is Allah. Raziq is Allah. Provider is Allah. Sustainer is Allah. Nourisher is Allah. Breadwinner is Allah. Provider is Allah. The one who gives is Allah. Bring this yaqeen upon Allah. Do not let the pursuit of worldly wealth become an obstacle to you recognizing who is Allah. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah, what we call in Urdu, Ihsan Jatana. Ihsan Jatana means what? Allah reminds you of His favors. Throughout Quran, Sakhara, Sakhara, Sakhara. Allah says, the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, all this in your service. You taken from nothing, min nutfatin amshaj, from a mingling of sperm, min ma'in mahin, from a drop of worthless fluid, min ma'in dafik, from a spurt of liquid, khalaqakum min turab, taken from dust. Allah created you, Allah sustains you, Allah nourishes you. Throughout Quran, Allah mentions ihsan upon ihsan upon ihsan. But there is one very unique verse in the Quran, which tonight, inshallah, through the barakat of this gathering, we will elaborate upon, where Allah mentions this very differently. Allah says, laqad, laqad, lam, emphasis. Lam, according to some mufassirin, qasmiya, takes the meaning of qasam and oath. Qad, lam was sufficient, yet qad, la qad, without a doubt, definitely understand, accept, this is written in stone, manallah, Allah made ihsan upon you, Allah favored you, Allah sent His bounty upon you, Allah gave you a great ni'mat and bounty, if we place our hands over the rest of the verse logically in the light of what I have mentioned so far, what should it have been? Allah says, I made great ihsan upon you. I gave you the ability to see. I place 137 million light receptors in each eye. I am renewing the fluid in your eye 15 times every day. I made great ihsan upon you when I gave this piece of flesh, your tongue, the ability to taste. Sometimes you know it's bread, sometimes you know it's rice, sometimes you know it's honey, sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's salty, sometimes it's coarse, sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's fresh, sometimes it's stale. How is this piece of flesh able to communicate all this? How are you able to enjoy that beautiful supper that you just had? Allah Ta'ala says, without a doubt I made ihsan upon you, I gave you 10,000 taste buds. I made the tongue, the pattern of the tongue of no two human beings the same. I gave your mouth the ability to produce 1 liter of saliva every day. I replaced the taste buds that died on your tongue every 2 weeks and renewed it for you. I made great ihsan upon you. I gave you so many 100 million blood cells. 7 million blood cells are replaced every second. 100 million skin cells replaced every day. The list goes on. Place your hand over the rest of the verse. Allah saying, I made great ihsan upon you. I created the sun, I created the moon, I created the stars. I brought the system of day and night. I gave you the vegetative system, the ecosystem. I placed all these predators, these carnivores at your service. The list goes on. Laqad, Allah says, I made ihsan upon you. From the cows and sheep and goat you were given milk. So many million animals every day are slaughtered for your dastarkhan. I made great ihsan upon you. I gave you parents. I placed love in your heart. I made great ihsan upon you. When you were a newborn child, helpless, I made two human beings restless to do your service and to look after you. I made great ihsan upon you. Place your hand over the rest of the verse, and how many countless different things it could have been. Laqad manna Allah. Without a doubt, Allah made ihsan upon you. When Allah did this, and Allah did this, and Allah did this. But what does Allah single out? What does Allah highlight in this expression? Laqad manna Allah. Without a doubt, Allah is saying, without a doubt, I made great ihsan upon you. What ni'mat does Allah single out? What bounty does Allah single out? Idh ba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim. When I sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to you. This ni'mat, this bounty, almost as if Quran is telling us, greater ihsan than creating you, greater ihsan than putting the whole world in your service, greater ihsan than sending like rainwater my bounties upon you. Allah says, my greatest ihsan, my greatest bounty upon you was when I made you in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a ni'mat, such a bounty, the first and greatest ihsan that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made upon you and I, my respected brothers, was he introduced us to who is Allah. Otherwise, between us and animals, there is no difference. Insaniyat and haywaniyat ke mayar, the distinction between insaniyat and haywaniyat is nothing else but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, he introduced you and I to who is Allah. There was no greater ihsan that anyone could have made upon us. Not only did he introduce us to who is Allah, but he fulfilled the haqq of it. The Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabbaha lillah ma fi samawat wa ma fi al-ard wa huwa al-aziz al-hakim huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is making tasbih of Allah. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim. Allah is the mighty. Allah is the wise. Huwa al-awwal. Allah is the first. Allah is the last. Allah is apparent. Allah is concealed. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened this up for us. Allahumma anta al-awwal falaysa qablaka shay, wa anta al-akhir falaysa ba'daka shay, wa anta al-zahir falaysa fawqaka shay, wa anta al-batin falaysa dunaka shay. O Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. You are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are concealed from you there is nothing. Awwal bila bidaya, akhir bila nihaya. O Allah, you are the first without a beginning. You are the last without the ending. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allahu Akbar. He fulfilled the haqq of introducing humanity to who is Allah. Just one incident. This topic of Allah's majesty, Allah's ihsan, and after Allah, the majesty and ihsan of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, my respected brothers, this is a limitless ocean. Some short majlis is not going to do haqq, not even going to scratch the surface. All of us get together and try and perceive the majesty and beauty of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the life of Nuh alayhi salam, still we will not scratch the surface. Such a great ihsan Allah made upon us when He sent us Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like I mentioned, the first greatest favor is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced us to who is Allah. One incident, there was one person, his name was Rimad. He comes to Makkah Mukarramah. I'm cutting the incident short. Like I said, time is limited. This is a limitless ocean. We can't even scratch the surface. When he comes into Makkah, this is a person who was known for his intelligence. He was also known that he had the ability of making ruqyah. If somebody is, na'uzubillah, majnoon, mad, or has been affected by black magic, or has been affected by some sickness, Rimad used to read and blow on them. And Allah made it such, some people got cure. So he became very famous. So now when he came to Makkah, they told him, na'uzubillah, there is one majnoon, mad person in Makkah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a magician. He's a kahin. He's like this, he's like that. Innahu la sahir, innahu la majnoon, innahu la kahin. Various allegations, accusations they would make against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they filled Rimad's ears with all this. Now he enters Makkah. He's looking for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking to himself that let me approach him. Let me tell him that whatever malady or madness or sickness has affected him, I will read and I will make ruqyah, I'll make ta'weez, I'll blow on him. And maybe he'll get cured. So with this in mind, he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to him. Innal hamdalillah, innal hamdalillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. You and I, unfortunately, Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. The Arabic language also, that shock and inclination is not there. We would heard this khutbah many times. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Simple translation: all praise, all tarif belongs to Allah. We openly attest to His praises. We seek His help. We bring iman upon Him. We place our trust upon Him. The one whom Allah will guide, no one can deviate. The one whom Allah deviates, no one can guide. I bear witness that Allah is one, He is alone, there is no partner with Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave and messenger of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam reads this to Rimad. Rimad was not an ordinary person. Very, very intelligent person. The moment he hears this, he's shocked, astounded, dumbfounded, a'id. He says, repeat what you said. Innal hamdalillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuh. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. A'id. Third time, repeat this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats it. فَقَدْ بَلَغْنَ قَامُوسَ الْبَحَرِ. He says, what you have said, this kalam of yours, this kalam, this utterance of yours. It's very hard in layman's terms to explain this. But what was he trying to say? فَقَدْ بَلَغْنَ قَامُوسَ الْبَحَرِ. That the ocean of the knowledge of the world is contained in these few expressions of yours. And there and then, Rimad accepts Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He introduced humanity to who is Allah. And he fulfilled the haqq of it. He fulfilled the haqq of who is Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa. هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he asked the Sahabi, he said, which is the most august verse in the Quran? The Sahabi said, tell us, O Nabi of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is Ayatul Kursi. Why? Ayatul Kursi. Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa hu, al hayy, al qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sina wa la nawm, lahu ma fi as-samawat wa ma fi al-ard, man dhalladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a, wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal-ard wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma wa huwa al-'ali al-'azim. Ulama mention Allah's name reverberates 17 times in this one verse in the Quran. Such an introduction to Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, time, there's no time to go into detail. Just one expression. وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Controlling the heavens and the earth. لَا يَعُودُهُ. You and I pick up a translation, what it is. Allah says, La ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma. Locking the heavens and earth to His command does not tire Allah. That does not do justice to the translation. Ya'ud comes from the root word wad. Sometimes when you're lifting something very, very heavy, what happens? You grunt and you sigh. Too hard to carry this. That is wad in Arabic. Allah is saying, even controlling the heavens and the earth does not even la ya'uduhu, does not even tire Allah, doesn't cause any exertion whatsoever to Allah. Such is Allah's qudrat, such is Allah's kibriyai, such is Allah's jalal. This was the day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his greatest ihsan. Was he introduced you and I to who is Allah? My and your life's goal and mission and object, find Allah, the recognition of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah. This was the day and night of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not a monthly question. It's not a Rabiul Awwal question. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, to a very, very large extent, we have restricted and confined our deen and shariat into rituals. 12 days in Rabiul Awwal, few hamd, few naat, sana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 10 days in Muharram, few tears shed over the qurbani of the Ahl Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have reduced our deen and our shariat to rituals and symbols. Not one person makes tawbah. Not one person changes his life. Not one person who is away from sunnah comes onto sunnah. Such an ihsan, such a favor Allah made upon us. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, it was Allah's very great ihsan when He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you, when He made you amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, it's not a Rabiul Awwal question. We know, according to Jamhur, majority of the ulama, that the Mubarak birth occurred in Rabiul Awwal. But ulama explained that was just zuhur. Allah revealed His Nabi in this month. When was He made a Nabi? That question We owe a great debt of gratitude to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mata wajabat lakan nubuwa. When did Allah make you a Nabi? Ulama say, tahqiqi jawab. If you have to research, what would have Abu Huraira have expected the response to this question? Mata wajabat lakan nubuwa. When did Allah make you his Nabi? According to Tirmizi Sharif Riwayat, I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. It was the 21st of Ramadan. I was in the cave of Hira. Jibreel came with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, and Allah made me his Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira would have expected the tahqiqi jawab to be. What was the actual response? Kuntu nabiyan. Wa inna adama munjadilun bayna al-ma'i wat-teen. Wa fi riwaya, wa inna adama bayna al-ruhi wal-jasad. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed, and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Zuhur. Allah revealed his Nabi in this month, Rabiul Awwal. Why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashur-e-Hurum? Why not the sacred months? Ulama say, Allahu Akbar. They say he did not need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Rabi', take fal from this. Rabi' means what? Spring. Spring. What does spring promise? After the harshness of winter, spring brings with it the promise of rejuvenation. The harsh and arid earth will be given life again. Rabi' after the harshness of zulmat and kufr, Rabi' the spring Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come. Many, many times I mentioned this. This is the age of what we call quantum physics. They talk of artificial intelligence. They even fear that computers will overtake human beings, which is actually ludicrous. They talk of containing millions, if not trillions, of particles of information. They call it megabytes and terabytes. In this age of such scientific advancement in the collection and extrapolation of information, start from one side of the masjid and ask yourself this question. 30, 40, 50, 60 years of age you are maybe. Maybe 20 or 30. This age, this era, what day were you born? What day of the week was it? What time was it? Who was present at your birth? Illa mashallah, myself included, most of us will have absolutely no idea. And normally, if you look at the annals of history, great detail about conquerors, of rulers, very little attention is paid to an orphan. Not just an orphan, orphan born in the desert. Not just in the desert, in the most backward nation of the time, 14 centuries ago. Yet, miraculously, Allah did not allow the sands of time to erase any aspect of the existence of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect recorded. According to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April, 571. Makkah Mukarrama, 22nd April, he was born at Subah Sadiq. Subah Sadiq, in other words, daybreak. Daybreak happens at 4:20 in the morning on the 22nd of April. 4:21 or 4:22. So the time recorded. Islamic calendar hadn't started. Passed away, born on a Monday. Passed away on a Monday also. Passed away 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Number of days in this world, 22,330. Number of days of Nubuwat, 8,156 days. Father's name, Abdullah. Mother's name, Amina. Midwife who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Asad, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf. Later on she became Muslim, radiallahu anha. Foster mother, Khalima bint Saadiya. She also became Muslim later on, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ulama say these names also are not accidental. Father's name Abdullah, he was conceived in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, he was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. midwife Shifa, the one who came to cure the maladies of humanity, was being born. Foster mother Khalima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Time, Subah Sadiq, daybreak, that also not accidental. Symbolic. Why? What does daybreak signify? Darkness is over. Light has come. Like Aisha radiallahu anha put it beautifully, Lana shamsun, walil afaqi shams, wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai, lianna shamsa samai tatlu ba'da fajrin, wa shamsuna tatlu'u ba'da isha'i. She says, we have one sun and the horizon has one sun. Our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because our sun rises after daybreak. It's already light. If the sun didn't rise, it didn't make any difference. Our sun, the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. Our sun, the hearts and the souls of humanity were steeped in darkness, in zulmat, in kufr. 360 idols in Kaabatullah. They were making tawaf naked around the Kaaba. Such a level humanity had sunk to. Their mothers were considered to be their slaves. In such zulmat, such darkness, afalat shumusul awwalin wa shamsuna abadan ala ufuqil ula la taghrubu qad ja'akum min Allahi nur wa kitabun mubin. A light, the light of hidayat, the light of guidance, the light of nur, the nur, illumination, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like the poet says, once that sun rose, once that light of guidance that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam represented rose, the physical sun of this world will come to an end. The universe will come to an end. But Allah will never allow this sun to ever set. Allah will not allow this light to ever be erased. The light of guidance represented by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect of his existence recorded. And I am clarifying from the outset so that the ulama don't come and fight with me after that. I am relying on other ulama mentioning one or two riwayat. This was before Nubuwat, so it doesn't affect Shariat. Just to give us an idea of the extent of information recorded in Subulul Huda wal Rashad, other kitabs on Tariq, on Sira, Alama Suyuti's Khasaise Kubra, Abu Naim's Hilya. There is one riwayat in Khasaise Kubra, which Alama Suyuti, for the sake of the ulama I'm mentioning, Alama Suyuti rahimullah says, in my entire kitab, there is no riwayat that is more daif than this. He says, fi nakaratun shadida. But relying on Abu Nu'aym's Hilya, I am mentioning it. The reason I am mentioning it is to give us some idea of the extent to which Allah built a fortress around Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect, so that nothing could be erased. Minute details, things that if we didn't know would not affect the Shariat in any way. Not ahkamat of deen. Minute aspects. Example, this riwayat, like I said, fi nakaratun shadida. The mother Amina says, 9 months of pregnancy had passed. I began feeling the normal discomfort that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy experiences. Fara'ayt kanna janaha tayrin abyad masaha ala fuadi. All of a sudden, a white bird with its white wing massaged my chest. Fadhahaba anni kulla ra'bin wa kulla waj'in kuntu ajidu. The pain and discomfort I was experiencing miraculously disappeared. Thumma altafattu, then I turned. Faida ana bishurbatin bayda labana. I saw a bowl of white milk in front of me. Kuntu atsha, I was thirsty. Fanawaltuha fasharibtuha. She says, I took it and I drank it. Fakashafallahu an basari. وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَعْلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, when I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen and I saw the whole world in front of me. I saw three huge flags, one on the east, one in the west, one on the center of Ka'batullah. I became mesmerized by this vision. Once the vision lifted, I realized that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already taken place without any discomfort. Shifa bint Asad, the riwayat of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inna li karamat inna Allah. Like I said, many of these riwayat, there's a lot of kalam of the ulama, but I'm just mentioning it to give us an idea of the extent. Ulama say, wulida makhtunan, makhtu'u surra, tahiran tahura. Other children, circumcision 6 months, 1 year, so whatever time takes place. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born already circumcised. The umbilical cord, other children has to be separated. The umbilical cord was already separated. Other children, when they come out with the impurities from the inside. They have to be cleansed and they have to be bathed. Tahiran tahura. He was born without any blemish and a beautiful fragrance filled the entire room. In Subulul Hudhuda wa Rashad, Amina, the mother mentioned that few seconds after the birth, he turned over. And made sajda. Like an adult makes sajda. Raised up his head from that sajda, leaning on one hand. Raised his shahadat finger. She says when he raised the shahadat finger, a light came out. And I saw the palaces of Syria and Basra and Persia. In that light. Allahu Akbar. One narration it comes, he said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratu wa asila. I'm digressing. What is this symbolic of? Two things. Sajda, sajda. The Nabi of Salah has come. The Nabi of Salah has come. The Nabi of Salah has come. In introduction, sajda. And as the breath was breaking from his body, as he is leaving the world, leaning on the chest of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummat, guard your salah, guard your salah, guard your salah, guard the right of the slaves. In other words, hukukullah, hukukul ibad. The greatest aspect of Allah's right, salah. The greatest aspect of the light of the makhluk, the downtrodden, the weak, fulfill their rights, hukukul ibad. He came with salah, he left with salah. Like I mentioned, today our deen has become rituals and symbols. 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. We have forgotten that message of salah. Ya Bilal, Aqim, Farihna biha. O Bilal, call out the azan, call out the iqamat. Farihna biha, so that our hearts can be filled with rahat and itminan and peace. He said, Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. Ju'ilat qurratu ayn. This expression many of us would have heard. What we say? In Urdu, aankho ki thandak. In English, coolness of the eyes. Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. This translation doesn't do justice to this expression. To understand this expression, qurratul ayn, you have to understand a desert climate. His mukhatabin awwalin, those you were speaking to first, were desert dwellers. Camel, Allah has made it such, safinatul Sahara, it's the ship of the desert. So its eyelashes, it has double layer. So when there's a sandstorm, its eyes are protected. Insan doesn't have double layer. So somebody that's traveling in the desert, when there's a sandstorm, what does he do? He takes a cloth, places it over his face to protect his eyes from the harsh, burning, stinging sensation of the sand as it is blowing in a desert storm. And through that cloth, whatever little he can see, try to find a cave or a shade or a tree or something and lean and direct the camel towards that. So finally, when he gets a little bit of shade, then what does the desert traveler do? He takes cold water and he splashes it on his face so that that stinging, burning sensation of the sand that has entered his eyes, he gets some sort of relief. And then what does he say? Like the desert dweller will say, Al-an qarrat ayni. Now my eyes have been cooled. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. In salah, Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes. Understand it in that context. Understand it in that context. Rabiul Awwal manana bahut aasan hai bhai. Rabiul Awwal, main to aashiq e rasool, hamd o saad, sana aur naat, and the next morning fajr. The next morning fajr, what happens? For that jalsa and that seera gathering, masjid is full. Imam sahab has to make announcement, park your car appropriately. And next morning at the time of fajr, deen is not rituals. Ju'ilat qurb, the Nabi, the first thing, sajda, the Nabi of Salah has come. The Nabi of Salah has come. And what does my Allah command us? وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. One verse, if you just practice upon this, Allah says, command yourself and your families with salah. Introduce salah in every home of the ummah. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, you also be firm upon. In other words, make mashq on your salah. Make mashq on your salah. Allah has kept the coolness of the eyes, of the heart, the tranquility in salah. La nasaluka rizqa. Through your salah, Allah will answer your du'as. Through your salah, Allah will protect you. Through your salah, Allah will save you from lewdness and iniquity. Through your salah, Allah will cleanse your heart from haram. Through your salah, Allah will accept your du'as. Through your salah, Allah will provide for you. Through your salah, Allah will make your dunya easy for you, your qabr easy for you, your akhirat easy for you. وَلَا عَقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And through your salah, Allah will give you jannah. Bring ourselves and the whole ummah onto salah. Coming back to this, both women naturally were very, very alarmed and perturbed. They were seeing things that they had never seen before. Amina, maternal instinct, picks the baby up, places it on her lap. The riwayat of Alama Suyuti, relying on Abu Naim's hilya, nazalat sahabatun. All of a sudden, a cloud descends. فَغَشِيَتُ وَغَيَّبَتُ. The cloud covers the body of this child. Sometimes in dense mist, what is right in front of you, you can't see. So the child becomes invisible. Then the cloud lifts up, and a voice calls out from the unseen, Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha. Liyarifu bismihi wa na'tihi wa suratihi. That moment for which the entire kainat had been waiting. Mutanabbi was a poet of the days of Jahiliyyah and ignorance. The king at that time was Saifuddawla. The poets that time, what they used to do? They used to make up poems in unrealistic praises of the king in order to loosen the wallet of the king and make him bewakuf and foolish. One expression of Mutanabbi in... He was referring to Saifuddawla, but this expression doesn't fit anyone else but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madhatid duhur, fama atayna bimithlihi, walaqad ata fa'ajazna an nudharaihi. Aeon, centuries passed, and the like of him could not be produced. Walaqad ata, finally when he came, فَعَجَزْنَا عَنْ نُذَرَائِهِ. Now time will fail to produce the like of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَجَزَتِ النِّسَاءُ أَنْ يَلِدْنَ مِثْلَ مُحَمَّدِ ابْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Women will fail. Women will fail to give birth to the like of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such detail. I'm digressing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Amir bin Fuhaira, Abdullah bin Uraiqit, they are on the journey of Hijrah. I mentioned this before, but Allahu Akbar, such a description. Umm Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anha. Who is Umm Ma'bad Khuzai? An elderly woman, Bedouin, never went to school, madrasa, university, living in a tent in the desert. Elderly woman. She has just a brief interaction. What is the interaction? I'm cutting in short. She is approached. Is there any food? Any assistance? We are musafir. She says, I have nothing, I can't assist you. Shatun Kay, there's a goat, Miriel, past its sell-by date. All you can see is bones and flesh, ready to die and expire. She has with her. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam points to that. Do you give me permission to murk this goat? Go ahead, there's nothing there. What happens? The hand of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One bucket gets full. His companions drink. They drink. Another bucket. Gives a bucket of milk to Mimabat Khuzai for her family. Historians record, normal lifespan of a goat is about 7 years. This goat, after this incident, lived for 21 years and passed away in this khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Because of this, now, microscopic vision. She took special note. So when her husband came, Abu Ma'bad came in the evening. Now he sees the whole bucket of milk. Where is this from? She explained to him. He said, he didn't believe her. Sifihili, describe this person. Ra'aytu rajulan zahiral wada'a ablajal waj hasanal khalq wasimun qasim lam tu'ibhu thajla lam tuzri bihi sa'la fi 'ainayhi da'j fi ashfarihi wataf fi sawtihi sahal fi 'unuqihi sata' fi lihyatihi kathafa in samata fa'alahu alwaqar wa in takallama samahu fa'alahu albaha azaj aqran أحسن الناس وأبهاهم من بعيد أجملهم وأحلاهم من قريب حلو المنطق لا فصل لا نذر ولا هزر كأن منطقه خرزات نظم يتحدرنا. Even if you don't understand Arabic, such lyrics, such beauty Allah has kept in the description that was opened on the heart of Umm Ma'bad Khuzai. Wallah, ulama have written volumes explaining these expressions. One hand, her description. Other hand, the description of Hind bin Abi Hala, the son of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha from a previous marriage from Abu Hala. The other hand, the description of Ali bin Abi Talib, the description of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Through this occasion, just briefly, I'm going to touch on the surface, just a little bit, so we have some idea of the description of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such detail, ra'aytu rajulan, zahir al wada'a. I saw a man of radiant expression. Zahir al wada'a, ablaj al waj. Shining countenance. Other riwayat I'm adding to this. Azimul Hama. His head was large. Lam yakun bil mutaham, wala bil mukaltham, wa kana fi wajhi tadweer. Was not very large, nor was it very small. There was a roundness to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laysa bil tawil, wala bil qasir, aqsar min al mushaddab. أطول من المربوع, not overly tall, not overly short. He was of moderate height. واسع الجبين, his forehead was very broad. أزهر اللون, he had a luminous and a shining and a red tinge to his expression, to the color of his skin. In layman's terms, if you want to put all this together and translate it, the 14 full moon in a human form had come onto the earth. Wasimun qasim. Wasim. Look at this expression. Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala who gives. Wasim. This quality of wasim, Allah reserved it only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing else in this world has this. This is the quality of Jannat. What is the quality of wasim? Every time you see it, you look away, you look back, it becomes more beautiful. And then more beautiful, and then more beautiful. You will never get tired of looking. The most beautiful thing in this world, you eventually get used to it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasim. Each time you looked at him, he looked even more attractive. Ali radiallahu anhu explains it like this: Man ra'ahu badihatan habahu, wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu, yaqulu na'ituhu lam ara qablahu wala ba'dahu mithlahu. If all of a sudden you came upon him, he would overtake you. Such was his beauty. As you interacted with him, automatically you would begin to love him. يَقُولُ نَعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. The one who described him would say that before this and after this, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that, كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجِهِ. It was also almost as if the sun would shine from the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَأْلَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. And when my Nabi would smile, the noor of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. ذَلِيُ الْفَمْ. His mouth was broad. Having too small a mouth is a sign of ugliness. His mouth was generous. Mufallajul asnan. Between each tut, there was a gap from which a noor and a light would shine from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahlul khaddain. His cheeks were very, very soft. This is also a sign of beauty. It was not protruding. Azajjul khawajib. Sawabir min ghairi qarn. His eyebrows were arched. The center, there was a gap. If the eyebrows reach in the center, this also is a sign of a lack of beauty. This gap increases the beauty. Sawabir min ghairi qarn. The nose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fully fleshed. Lahu noorun. There was a light. يَحْسَبُهُ أَقْنَ الْعِرْنِينَ لَهُ نُورٌ يَحْسَبُهُ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَأَمَّلْهُ أَشَمْ. A light would shine from the nose of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If someone was not concentrating, they would think the nose was longer than what it actually was. But the nose was generous and not too long. But because of the light that would shine, someone who is not concentrating would think that it is larger than what it actually was. In Samata, when he was silent, Allahul Waqar, dignity would cover him. Wa in takallama, when he spoke, Samahu, it was audible, it was overpowering. Allahul Baha, robe and dignity and awe would cover the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hulwul mantiq, his words had a beautiful lyrical logic to it. Kanna mantiqahu khazarati nadhmin yatahaddarna faslun la nadhar wala hadhar. His speech was not overly long that it would bore you, was not overly short that you fail to understand. He was moderate, his speech. And when he spoke, there was such a beautiful sequence and logic to it. It was as if a necklace had been broken and tap, 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 one by one, the pearls were falling from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ad'aj, the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find in different riwayat. One is the riwayat of Mabar Khuzai, which we are mentioning. Other riwayat also. Ad'aj, Ashkal, Akhar, Anwar, Abraj, Ahdab. Allahu Akbar. Up to 7 different words are used to describe the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The white was immensely white. The black was immensely black. Ashkal. There were red lines in the whiteness of the eyes of Rasulullah. Akhal. Without surma, it would appear as if he had put surma. Anjal, simplest, easiest way to describe the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no human being was ever given eyes like the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ad'aj, Ashkal, Anjal, Abraj, Ahdab. Ahdabul Ashfar, the eyelashes were long, lengthy eyelashes is a sign of beauty. Coming back to the riwayat of Mabad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wasimun qasim fi aynayhi daj fi ashfarihi wataf fi sawtihi sahal fi unuqihi sata. في لحيته كثافة. His beard was long. His head رجل الشعر. إن انفرقت عقيقته فرقة وإلا فلا. He had a full hair. Sometimes he would part it, then the crown could be seen. Sometimes he would leave it loose. Three lengths of hair, Ulama mentioned. Sometimes up to the earlobe. Sometimes lower than that. Sometimes up to the shoulder. But more often than not, because of the desert climate, up till the earlobe was the head of Rasul, was the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'ilul atraf. His limbs were moderately large. They were lengthened. Ba'id ma bainal mankibain. He was broad-shouldered. Sa'ilul atraf. Ba'id ma bainal mankibain. He was moderately large in his shoulders. Sawa'ul batni was sadr. The chest and the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was straight. Not the belly wasn't protruding. Sometimes person is walking, his stomach is in front of him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't like that. Sawa'ul batni was sadr. The chest and the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were absolutely straight. There was a fine daqiqul masruba. There was a thin line of hair that would go from the chest up to the navel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi, every aspect recorded. Time is running out. The point we are making, my respected brothers, throughout the ages, the voice called out from the unseen, Tufu bihi, mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha, liyarifu bismihi, wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire kainat come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the sifat of my Nabi. Let them come to know the attributes of my Nabi. Such a Nabi. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَشَهِدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. What is Allah telling us in Ala Imran? That from Adam alayhi salam till Isa alayhi salam, every Nabi was informed of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the ages, a Nabi is coming, a Nabi is coming, a Nabi is coming. And each Nabi, Allah sent wahi and revelation that should Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come during your time, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You will have to bring iman upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you will have to become the sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي. Each Nabi, mithaq, gave an oath, a covenant to this effect. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that which no other Nabi said. Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. I am the Nabi of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, this is a limitless ocean. Two aspects I'm going to mention, inshallah, in 5 or 10 minutes we'll complete. We don't want to take too much of your time. One is, throughout the ages, the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One such riwayat, Abu Nu'aym mentions in his Hilya, Awha Allahu ta'ala ila sha'ya nabiyy bani Israel. Allah sends wahi to sha'ya, one of the anbiya of the bani Israel. فَإِنِّي سَأُطْلِقُ لِسَانَكَ بِوَحْيٍ. Allah calls him to attention. I am going to send a revelation to you. Shaya stands up. يَا سَمَا أَنْسِتِي وَيَا أَرْضْ إِسْمَعِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُدَبِّرَ أَمْرًا وَيَقْضِيَ شَأْنًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُنَفِّذَهُ وَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الْأُمِّيِّينَ ليس بفظ ولا سخاب في الأسواق لو يمشي على القصب اليابس لم يسمع من تحت قدميه ولو يمر إلى جنب السراج لم يدفئه من سكينته أبعثه مبشرا ونذيرا لا يقول الخناء. الله أكبر. Time is very limited. I'm not going to go into the details, but very, very briefly, Allah sends wahi to Shaya. Shaya says, oh, the sky becomes, listen, oh, the earth becomes silent. In Allah yurid, Allah intends informing you of a decree which will come to pass. In Allah yurid, an yaqdiya sha'nan, wa yurid, an yuhawwila al-reefa ila al-fala, wal-ajam fil-ghaytan, wal-ni'mata fil-fuqara, wal-anhar fil-sahara, wal-mulka fil-ru'a. Allah intends the desert to become a garden. And Allah intends the dry land to be filled with water. Allah intends the whole of humanity to be rejuvenated. Allah is going to send a Nabi-e Ummi. Such is his humility that if he had to walk on dry grass, the crackling of that grass would not be heard. So soft will his step on the earth be that if he passes by a lantern, that light would not be put out. Just to complete the riwayat, I'm not going to go into the details, though that understand a little bit, just for the barakat of the riwayat. أَفْتَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا عُمْيَا وَآذَانًا سُمَّا وَقُلُوبًا غُلْفًا أُسَدِّدُهُ لِكُلِّ أَمْرٍ جَمِيلٍ وَأَهَبُ لَهُ كُلَّ خُلُقٍ كَرِيمٍ أَجْعَلُ السَّكِينَةَ لِبَاسَهُ وَالْبِرَّ شِعَارَهُ وَالتَّقْوَى ضَمِيرَهُ وَالْعَدَلَ سِيرَتَهُ وَالْحَقَّ مَنْطِقَهُ وَالْأَحْمَدَ إِسْمَهُ وَالْهَدْيَ إِمَامَهُ وَالْإِسْلَامَ مِلَّتَهُ أُعَرِّفُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْجَهَالَةِ أُكْثِرُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْقِلَّةِ أُعَلِّمُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْجَهَالَةِ أَرْفَعُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْخَمَالَةِ أَهْدِي بِهِ بَعْدَ الضَّلَالَةِ. Allah says, the blind humanity will be given sight through him. The deaf humanity will be given hearing through him. The hearts of humanity will be opened up through him. My Nabi will be such that sakina, waqar, dignity will be his cover. Piety will be his pehchan, his recognizing characteristic. His speech will be the absolute truth. His way will be that of hidayat. His name will be Ahmad. Those who have been deviated will be guided through him. Humanity which has been steeped in ignorance will be given knowledge through him. Those that have been steeped in poverty will be given wealth through him. أَسْتَنْقِذُ بِهِ فِيَامًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَظِيمًا مِّنَ الْحَلَكَةِ. Through him, Allah says, millions if not billions will be saved from destruction. وَأُؤَلِّفُ بِهِ بَيْنَ أُمَمٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ وَقُلُوبٍ مُتَشَتِّتَةٍ وَأَهْوَاءٍ مُتَشَتِّتَةٍ. The hearts of humanity that were divided will be binded, and unity will come through the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, like I said, two points we are making. One point in this riwayat. I'm not going to go through the whole detail. One aspect. And I've said this before and I'm saying it again. Through the barakat of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if from this entire majlis we take nothing else, at least take this. Such a description Allah gives. One aspect, right in the beginning. La yaqulul khina. La yaqulul khina. My Nabi will be such several thousand years before the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before his zuhur. Allah says to Shaya, a Nabi is coming. This is this sifat, this sifat, this sifat, this sifat. Once, what is highlighted? La yaqulul khina. In his entire life, he will never utter anything that will break the heart of anyone. In his entire life, he will dil tor dene wali baat nahi karenge. Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah says, Allah takes qasam upon qasam upon qasam that my Nabi, you have been given a resplendent akhlaq and character. Today, we have become a fractured ummah, poisonous ummah, an acidic ummah. Each one is targeting the next one. Each one is hurting the feelings of the other one. Ghibat, slander, spreading malicious rumors. My Nabi in his entire life, la yaqulul khina. He will never utter anything that will break the heart of the next person. As a husband, Ashik-e-Rasool. As a wife, Ashik-e-Rasool. As a father, Ashik-e-Rasool. As an employer, Ashik-e-Rasool. As an ambassador of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ashik-e-Rasool. Develop this quality. Inshallah, this ummat will become an ummat. How valuable this is? La yaqulul khina. Control this tongue. Don't hurt. Don't lash out. Don't break the heart of anyone. How valuable this is? Allahu Akbar. One incident I'm mentioning. Allah says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. This is the creme de la creme, VIP of this ummah. Those who have gone ahead. مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. From the muhajirin and the ansar, Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them, 313 elevated Badri sahaba. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِطَّلَعَ عَلَى أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ يَعْمَلُ مَا شِئْتُ مِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Allah looked at the sahaba who took part in Badr, and Allah said, from now till you die, do whatever you want. Jannat is wajib for you. This is VIP among sahaba. From that 313, they are about, ulama enumerate, about 212 that took part in Badr and every expedition right up till the end with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From amongst them, one sahabi, his name is Simak bin Kharshana, more famously known as Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. One example, in Uhud, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made an announcement, who will take the sword of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? All stood up, we wanted ya Rasulullah. Who will utilize it to its haq? Everybody sat down, three sahaba remained standing. One is Abu Dujana, Simak bin Kharshana. The other is Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, and the third is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everyone else sat down. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give the sword to Umar, didn't give it to Zubair bin Awam, he gave it to Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The moment he received the sword, أَنَا الَّذِي عَاهَدَنِي خَلِيلِي أَلَّا أَقُوْ أَنَا الَّذِي عَاهَدَنِي خَلِيلِي وَنَحْنُ بِالسَّفْحِ لَدَ النَّخِيلِ أَلَّا أَقُومَ الدَّهْرَ فِي الْكَيُولِ وَأَضْرِبُ بِسَيْفِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He took the sword, flung it, raised it in the air, and he said, I will fulfill the haqq of the sword of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lengthy incident. He cuts through the ranks of the kuffar. In the back are the women that they brought. The women of the kuffar of Makkah. They, like nowadays, you get these mascots, and in these foolish sports games, you get these girls that are half naked that were singing and dancing, practices of kuffar and jahalat. Those days they would bring dancing girls to the battlefield and they would sing, نَحْنُ بَنَاتُ طَارِقِي نَمْشِي عَلَى النَّمَارِقِي مَشِّي الْخُطَى الْبَوَارِقِي إِن تُقْبِلُوا نُعَانِقِي أو تعرضوا نفارقي الدر في المخانقي والمسك في المخالقي إن تقبلوا نعانقي أو تدبروا نفارقي فراق غير غامقي. Poems like this, we are the daughters of the stars, we have pearls in our head, and we have fragrance and musk in the crowns of our hair, and we are the dancing daughters of the heavens. If you will go forward, we will embrace you. If you will run away, we will separate ourselves from you. They would sing these things to try to get the kuffar to fight with greater venom. Like this, Abu Dujana, Zubair bin Awam says, I was very hurt that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't give me the sword. So I followed Abu Dujana. I saw him passing through the ranks of the kuffar. Finally, when he came to the women, Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, the one who chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, Allah gave her hidayat radiallahu anha later. Abu Dujana brings the sword right up till the head of Hinda, and then he removes it. Zubair bin Awam says to him, what happened? He said, I promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I would utilize his sword to its haqq. The sword of my Nabi cannot be used to harm women or children. This is just an introduction to the point we were making. La yaqulul khina. Shaya, I am going to send a Nabi in his entire life. He will not utter one word that will break the heart of anyone. How valuable this is. Abu Dujana, Badr, Uhud, Hudaybiyah. What is Hudaybiyah? Laqad radiyallahu anil mu'mineen. Allah declares in past tense, every sahabi of Hudaybiyah has earned the pleasure of Allah. Such manaqib Abu Dujana earned. Yet, right at the end, Abu Dujana says, Inna arja amali indi. Inna arja amali indi. He says, tomorrow on the day of judgment, this is just layman's translation to make us understand that in Allah's court, if Allah has to ask me that, oh Abu Dujana, what have you brought? What have you brought that on which I must make your najat, your salvation, must give you jannah? What have you brought? What it should have been? Ya Allah, I was in Badr, I was in Uhud, I was in Hudaybiyah, I was in Fateh Makkah, I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was this, that. Every possible excuse or basis of distinction and honor, VIP, top of Sahaba, Abu Dujana, everything is found. Yet what does he say? Inna arja amali indi. The one action, if Allah has to ask me that, oh Abu Dujana, on what basis should I make your maghfirat? I will say to Allah, ma adaytu ahadan bilisani. In my entire life, I never broke the heart of a single person with the utterance of my tongue. وَلَا أَجِدُ فِي قَلْبِ غِلِّ أَحَدٍ. And if anyone progresses, I have absolutely no reservation in my heart towards them. This safai of the heart, cleanliness of the heart, guarding the tongue, لَا يَقُولُ الْخِنَى. My Nabi will never say anything that will hurt the feelings of anyone. Throughout the ages, this voice calls out, and this will terminate, تُوفُوا بِهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا لِيَارِفُوا بِسْمِهِ وَنَاتِهِ وَسُورَتِهِ. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi, the sifat of my Nabi, the attributes of my Nabi. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلْ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحْ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقْ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبْ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَى وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالْ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسْ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسْ وَصَبْرَ أَيُّوبَ وَلَحْنَ دَاوُودْ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُودَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawud alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin. And like how you dye a cloth till the color catches, anoint him. What was special, what was unique? 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, distinctive characteristic of the galaxy of Anbiya, jamiu sifatil Anbiya, collectively were placed in the zat and personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was a little baby of just about half an hour old. For the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity. Like I mentioned, this is a limitless ocean. What haq or justice can you and I ever do to the Nadkhani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when my Allah in the Quran does not get tired? ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى سوف يعطيك ربك فترضى نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. You and I can never do harm when Allah himself does not get tired in the Naat Khani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran. Come out of this being a ritualistic ummah. Make tawbah. It's not a Rabiul Awwal question. It's not a monthly question. Our entire life, we will never be able to repay the ihsan and haqq and favor of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On this I will terminate. May Allah openly declare, one, He fulfilled the haqq of introducing us to who is Allah. And with that second ihsan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He showed us the way to Allah. The way to Jannah, the way to success, the way to salvation, the way to dignity, the way to honor. And what is that? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ, emphasis, لَقَدْ. كَانَ is past tense. In other words, it's already decided, set in stone. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ. This package is only for you, for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is it? Fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana. Time has run out, I'm not going to go into details, but this is an ajeeb expression of Quran where Allah says, Fi Rasulillah. What is fi? Simple layman's terms, in other words, gus jaubai. Drown yourself, mold yourself, color yourself. Let his day become your day. Let his night become your night. Let his sunnah become your guidance. Let his every ada be your shining light. Fi Rasulillah, for you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, uswatun hasana is the most beautiful example and way of life. Allama Iqbal rahimahullah put it beautifully, ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo qalam tere hai. Come on to the true allegiance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not lip service aashiq e rasool. His day, his night, his fikr, his cry. Aisha radiallahu anha, one day she sees him happy. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. He raises his hand. Allahumma ghfir li Aisha. Ma taqaddama min dhambiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha her past and her future sins, that which she has revealed, that which she has concealed. Aisha is overtaken with joy, rolling on the ground with happiness and laughter. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Aisha, you are so happy. She says, how can I not be happy when you have made such a dua for me? Innaha la da'wati li ummati ba'da kulli salah. Aisha, I make the same dua for my ummat after every salah. This legacy of muhabbat, his fikr, his cry, his dard, this jamaat going out in the path of Allah, my respected brothers, this is not some agenda. It's not a political game. It's not a numbers game. All it is turning the clock back 14 centuries and teaching you and I what is the true gulami and slavery of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune. Come on to this true wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will be yours. This world is nothing. Allah says, we will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Take, loot Lord. Take from Allah. But what is the road? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Come onto the practical sunnah and way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur yeh seekhne ki cheez hai bhai. Deen seekhne se aate. We have to learn. Qurbani has to be given. We have to come onto that way which the sahaba, the true ashaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhirah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ومأوانا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهدي الإنس والجان، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي سودان وفي بورما وفي هند وفي سوريا وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرضا، اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرضا وحوضه لنا موردا. اللهم احشرنا في زمرة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واستعملنا على سنته، واجعلنا من حزبه مع فرق ومع رفقائه. اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به ولم نره، ولا تفرق بيننا وبينه حتى تدخلنا مدخلا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.